Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Right. The text number is 800-400-3697. That's been the number all along. It's not for the prizes. It's for, you know, comments, critiques, compliments, whatever.
Those are our favorite. Those are the best ones.
Right. Oh. So here's what we got as we get ready to tap out for vacation, everyone. Oh, and it looks like are we doing a game?
Yeah.
I may leave on vacation completely skunked as V. Hale wins.
Most likely you won't. You know,
you might.
The chances of that are low.
Very low. But it is possible, Vinny, that L One Win Wonder can get another one under her belt.
But my guess is
you're going to be El Campeón del Pueblo. Don't worry. Don't worry about a thing.
All right.
Well, try hard, you know?
Okay. Well, I always... All right. Fine.
You know, you don't. You try to give her a chance. Don't do it today.
650. Okay. You know what? Because some people wrote and said, okay, this booger talk, I have to leave. Bye. So I'm like, great.
I thought the booger talk was great.
And yeah, I mean, I didn't think it was...
weak stomach.
I think what people have texted in might be helpful.
Oh.
Oh.
Some people are giving tips.
We got bad advice, huh?
Or some people are just like, I used to pick my nose and flick it.
Yeah.
So it varies.
650 says,
flick it.
I used to flick my boogers in random directions so they were untraceable. Oh, that's just great.
Yeah, I still do that.
That's crafty. Can't track my boogers.
Going to miss you all so much. Have the best vacation. I suppose I'll be devoid of news and gossip until you're back. I haven't had the time to handpick the best stories on my own.
Oh, don't worry. If you listen in a regular pattern, as most people do, we try to mix it up so that if you only listen at 8 o'clock, you're not going to hear things from the 8 o'clock hour. So you can listen to our best ofs. Give them a chance.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. I did the booger on the back of the couch when I was a kid. My mom was furious.
Yeah. It's gross. Boogers are gross.
My BFF was a booger flicker. I rolled on the floor one day for whatever reason and ended up with a wet cornflake-like booger on my cheek, traumatized for life.
Oh, okay, that's sick.
Come on.
Oh, God.
That's disgusting.
Okay, that might be enough booger talk.
All right, I'm leaving.
I'm going to another station right now. Yuck.
Try being the parent of an ADHD kid who... Wait, try being a parent with ADHD with kids who also have ADHD. The house is a tornado. Hubby is the organizer, and we keep him busy.
Oh, boy. Well, at least you got an organizer.
Mm-hmm.
It could just be a whirlwind. Duh.
I'm sorry. I'm having to pass lots of boogers, everyone.
Yeah, pass
so
the
just
boogers.
Bear with me while I pass these. I'm sparing you, so don't you dare leave.
Yeah, you have to stay.
Hold on, I like 707. At least she's not eating them, dude.
Hey!
We just said we're passing
this. I just said
this.
I was skipping
them. I know,
Nikki.
I'm sorry, but that one was really good.
At least there's that.
You can't believe how many people are writing in with oh my God, my kid, my kid, my kid.
Because kids.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's right.
I just laughed so hard at the room staying clean for 17 minutes. Thank you. That's my life. Love you guys.
It is true. It just doesn't stay clean.
You know, through the pandemic, it's been worse than ever for everyone in a million different ways. But that one in particular, the room, because they're home all day. they're home and in the house all day, and it's getting better now, but there was a point, because obviously I go to bed at, you know, 7, 8.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at least locked upstairs ready to go to bed, and I miss most of the craziness. But there was a point where the missus just quit doing the nightly cleanup that she used to do.
Oh.
And I'd come down in the morning and be like, oh, somebody boycotted cleaning.
So I'm not doing it.
And it's clearly she just finally decided, I'm not doing this every night. I give up. And I don't blame her. It sucks.
Yeah. Well, the kids are old enough, too, that, you know, and they can walk, both of them, and, you know, one of them you can even reason with, more or less. They've got to clean their own stuff up. If I'm not going to do it by myself, we're going to do this together. We used to sing the song, clean up the house, tidy it up, tidy it up, tidy it up, tidy it up.
Oh, that's your clean up the house song?
That was everybody clean up the house. Because we had to clean up the house, and I didn't want to do it by myself, and I'll help you. But I don't want to do it. You're too old for this crap. I've been telling you for years. Come on. Pick up your stuff, kids.
See? Or you're going to get punched by a girl, right? Or something like that. I mean,
punching
what's
anybody. Stop it.
Well, I mean, where's the incentive?
The incentive is I'm going to be mad. And
Just clock anybody in the face.
No, but I would explain why it was important that, you know, we're all part of this household. This is our house, and this is where we live, and we all do chores here, all of us.
Except me.
Well, except me, obviously.
That's
I'm
what
the,
I...
Because I'm the boss of the house. Right. So pick up your clothes. I'll sit over here smoking a cigarette watching you.
Right. I'm tired of hearing ways to incentivize people to get the vaccine. Where's my reward for actually following the rules and getting mine when it was helpful to the cause? Here's an idea. Send a thank you, 25 or more or whatever, to all the people who got their vaccines in a timely fashion. Maybe that would incentivize others to get one. Look, you're in the lottery to get some money, but... You know, whether
you
or not that
something.
Happens, I don't
right.
know.
Doubt it. I don't, I'm with you, lady or man. I really, the incentivization thing. Look, I want everyone to get, if that's what it takes, I'm fine with it. But I didn't need that. And it wasn't because I followed the rules. I just wanted to not have to worry about this anymore. Or at least not to the degree that I had been.
Sarah, I can't do weed anymore either because I get paranoid as well. And I've been told by professionals that if you go to a dispensary, you can ask for a specific strand that won't make you paranoid. I haven't tried it yet, though.
I haven't either, and I was thinking the same thing. I bet you there's experts there who, you'll like this one. It's mellow and creative. That's what I'm looking for. When I was a kid, I'd get stoned, and I'd write songs. Like, I was just, it flowed. And now I write it and I'm like, oh God, I'm scared of everything. I've got to go to bed. Oh, please let me just fall asleep. Oh, what's happening? Why did I do that?
That doesn't sound fun.
No, it's not fun. Seems like a good idea right up until it happens. And then you're like, that was so stupid. I
opted out with the Alexa app from work. All devices opted out immediately. It was super easy. Yeah, well, not everybody's having that experience, or someone's decided they're keeping it and they're just not taking a stand against me for that reason. I can't figure it out. Okay. Whatever.
You can if you really want to.
Right.
So you don't really want to. It's all right.
We canceled the credit card recently. Some charges automatically switched over to the new credit card,
no!
even though we hadn't given them the new number to those companies. It's baffling.
That's incredible. Cool. That's not cool.
No.
The whole reason I want to change my number is to get rid of you people.
Right.
Jeez.
I had the same problem with smoking as Sarah.
I was wondering what that was.
I just, what happened?
Not that I hear John out there going, who's a good kitty? Who's a kitty? Oh, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Hey, there's V. Hale. Hi, V. Hale.
Is that what John says to you?
He does.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a good kitty. Come here, kitty. Ooh,
yeah, kitty.
Ooh, that's a kitty.
Oh, look. Look at V. Hale's shoulder. Look, everyone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There it is.
Oh, my...
Oh, please, as if that wasn't intentional. Don't lie to us, trucker babe.
I swear I walk around the house this way because I don't zip it up all the way.
All right.
All right, yeah.
Well, no, we were just talking about that earlier in the show. There's actually,
I'm
going to
Sarah Snowman it.
Coco does it too. She likes to throw a shoulder off and be all, look at me all.
Look at me. Look at me, Kyle.
Barely dressed. Well, you
know, no one else stares at me, so I figured the Zoom meeting was a perfect chance to just
get that shoulder out.
Yeah,
we weren't trying to say we didn't like it.
It's all fashion.
Ew! Happy Wetness Day.
Thank you.
Oh, look at you jumping
hump
on.
Day?
Down there.
Hump day?
Sarah, I used to get very paranoid when I smoked doobie weed too, but like to get high alone. My boyfriend let me smoke while he was home and gave me half the house to myself. I could enjoy being high without worrying about him coming and bothering me. Eventually, I got comfortable enough to come and join his side of the house. Only when I was
I don't want to be alone and awake when I'm I only really want to do that with like a safe group of people. I don't want to even do it. What am I talking about? I'm not doing that. Do you smoke a lot of weed, V?
No, I used to be. It's funny you guys are talking about this. I used to be a massive stoner, and that's what actually made me. That was like my first panic attack. As I went home, I ripped the bongaloo like a regular day, and all of a sudden, massive panic attack, and I couldn't smoke weed anymore.
The bongaloo. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
I just figured it sounded better than.
I took a massive bong hit.
Yeah.
I ripped the bongaloo. Well, yeah, that sounds mysterious.
I went home and, you know.
Yeah, wow. Panic attack, no good.
And so you said that was your first one. So did that like bring on other panic attacks at a later date?
Yeah, I actually went to a doctor and I was like, look, dude, doc, I'm a stoner. I you know, need to smoke my marijuana. What's the deal? And he basically said it's like a. In layman's terms for us, you know, non-doctors, he was like, it's basically like a switch. He's like, you ever been around someone the first time they, you know, smoke, they're like freaking out. And I was like, yeah, losers. I was young. And he's all, that's you now. I'm all, oh. So yeah, I can in small doses, like literally embarrassing baby hits. And I'm like, Sarah, I cannot be alone at all. And then your brain gets away with you.
Yeah.
But I have to be around the right people. I can't be like in a party, massive crowd.
I just run away, curl up in a ball and trying to go to sleep. Oy. Yeah. Oh, God. God forbid I'm out somewhere.
Oh, no.
And that's another thing. Like, you know that when you're stoned, something bad's good. Like, someone's going to have to go to the emergency room or something. Like, that would be the time. Like, that's what I start thinking. I haven't been able to smoke weed comfortably since I had kids because I'm always I'm a terrible parent. I'm so irresponsible. If anything happens, who's going to be caring for them? Oh, God.
I know so many people like that, though. It's true.
Just, I feel so. I just want to be on a beach somewhere and just smoke a joint on a beach, close my eyes, and soak in the sun. Yeah. That's like when I was a kid and I didn't have any worries.
One time when very young, I went on vacation to Cabo with my buddy, and we had some pot, and then we went snorkeling. Oh. And I swear to you,
that sounds great.
I was a fish.
I couldn't do it.
And I was completely part of that world.
That
and
sounds
it was
so good. Great,
and then he swam up and grabbed my freaking leg. And I came out of it like 1,000% to this is ruined. I got to go.
Right.
And was over it. But for a minute there, I was a fish.
That's a sucky friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That sounds so good. Like, I want to be in Hawaii, stoned,
like
face down in the ocean.
Sounds like there's something extra in there.
Nope. It's just a little bit of pot, and it just brought me to that place where I was among the fish, but I was with them.
Among the fish? I would be scared to smoke in Mexico. They don't mess around there.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
That's why I said, let's do the in Hawaii. Can we go to Hawaii and do it? Is it legal in Hawaii?
Can we?
I don't know if it's legal in Hawaii.
I don't know, but they don't have federales that lock you up and
that break is true.
The rules in Mexico. It's a totally different ballgame.
I have no watch, no shoes.
Yeah.
No wallet.
They'll do a little extra check, you know?
Oh, boy. Well, nobody wants to swizzle that. Not legal in Hawaii. Hurry up, Hawaii.
But it's decriminalized, though.
That's good.
Yeah, so that's what I mean.
Let's see. I'm coming to the end of our stuff here, and we do have our game coming
up. Epic battle royale.
Saw The Exorcist when I was 12. Nightmares for life.
Yeah. It's a hard one.
We were talking about one night stands, and if they're going to come back in, as we emerge from our quarantines.
Uh-huh. Hardcore.
Where do you stand on one night stands, V? Pro?
Pro? No, I'm not into that anymore. That's why. Why do you think it's been so long? You know,
because
I'm done with that.
First
sitch.
Of all, I thought that whole I haven't done it in a while thing was just what people say. Second of all, what do you mean? So it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Did we not cover this on the secret
show? We've
had
numerous conversations.
Well,
I'm just done with the like.
But not in front of Frank and Pinole. He's out there and doesn't know what you said.
Mm, true that.
Oh, Frank and Pinole. I was like, like who's
random,
Frank?
Random name from random town.
No, it's been a long time since I've had, you know,
over a year.
Yes.
Oh, well, over a year.
I'm done with the.
Wasn't just pandemic based?
No, no, no. I think, dude, people could still do it in the pandemic. Let's not, you know, get all crazy.
Keep their masks
I just
on.
Was done with that. I was trying to learn how to emotionally attach people. That's all I used to do. I told you, Vinny, you're like, no cuddling after. I'm like, no, get out of here.
That's wrong.
What relationships are for. Go
well,
home.
But still, you can
guy.
Enjoy a nice cuddle. You just let the person, you know, hump you.
Not a one night stand.
Get still. Your things, get your clothes and get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, why are you still laying here?
Get your clothes and get out.
That's Hulk Hogan getting kicked out of Bubba the Love Sponge's wife's room.
I just ate too.
Oh! Wait, I totally forgot about that whole catastrophe.
Yeah, that was the whole thing.
So good.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, on that note, we'll take a quick break and come back with the Battle Royale.
Battle! Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We're about to turn things over to V-Hale, but not before Vinny butters her soundly from behind and keeps his title.
Sarah, that's something totally else.
I don't.
Please.
I just, you know, it flew out of my mouth. I take it. I retract that.
Sounds good.
Cut that out and
my roll buttered.
Yeah. What is today? The 9th?
It
right.
is. Yeah,
the 9th. All right. Let's see. V. Hale has won one game of the 40 we've played.
40, top
40.
Sorry.
Right
it's
now,
just simmered down.
The undisputed El Campeón del Pueblo here to defend his title. Vinny in this corner, and over here in this corner, it's V. Hale, L11 Wonder.
Uh-huh.
We're playing with Trivial Pursuit Family Edition Kids Cards.
You don't need to say Kids Cards every
I feel
time.
I feel like it's worth it for me. For me, that's for me.
Makes you happy.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a kick in the Richard, especially when one goes completely unanswered by both of us. So please,
some of them
don't
are
do
harder
that.
Than others, Vin. Okay, question.
It's not about us, Vinny. It's about the listeners and entertainment, and they need to know that sometimes we're idiots. But I'm the bigger idiot, so you're okay.
Look at her go.
Hmm.
All right.
Wait a minute. Okay. First question. There's six questions on the card, all different categories. See if it was and listen, I realized that Vinny's two away from me and V is two away from me. I'm the judge on this. I'm going to judge who's got there faster.
Oh.
Yeah. I figured it out. I did the math.
No,
okay.
Math is math, but, yeah.
Or just, you're wrong and this is a girl thing and I'm about to start getting
it's not
skunked.
A girl thing. I'm the judge. Whichever one I
more
hear
than
first.
Me. She's technically on your team, so.
Oh, really? Have you ever been around her? She's like a
I mean,
Rottweiler
for this.
When I go walking by.
But Vinny, when someone from the outside comes in, I've always got you.
All right.
You know, it's like, true. It's family, you know? It's you can say anything you want about your own family, but don't anybody else say anything.
That's
not
unless
good.
Unless you're a girl, then girls
shut
be...
Shut your mouth.
Well, girls whatever. Rule. Okay, here we go. First question. What's the rider of a racehorse called?
Jockey.
I got V on that one.
V on that too, yeah.
All right.
What?
Yep. See, you're three away from her. I'm only two away.
No, I think he knows.
I know. It doesn't matter. Who play Jacob and Marley in the Muppet Christmas Carol? Is it Kermit and Miss Piggy, Rizzo and Fozzie, or Waldorf and Statler?
Rizzo and Fozzie.
Can I get the question again, please?
Who played Jacob and Marley in the Muppet Christmas Carol? Kermit and Miss Piggy, Rizzo and Fozzie, or Waldorf and Statler?
Waldorf and Statler.
That's correct. They're the old people, right?
Yep.
The old guys up in the balcony.
Oh, yeah.
The balcony guys.
They cackle at everyone.
Who was the commander of the American Army during the Revolutionary War?
George Washington.
I have that as a total tie.
I have it as a,
I mean, it came, they said it simultaneously. I get that it's going to be different for people listening.
No, well,
I know.
No,
I hear him after me too. That's why I have to listen to you guys.
Everybody hears it at a different time. But I'm two away from both of you, and I'm saying that was exact.
Give it to V.
I'm not giving it to anybody.
No,
I think it is V, actually.
No giving to V.
Because she has a longer delay, you know. She's on Lucy, but.
Oh, you think her time to get to me is longer?
I'm looking at the latency. That's all. It doesn't matter, though.
It's going to latency. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. This might be the one problem we have working from home.
He's talking about seeing the little meter.
What was that thing? I think you just do?
It's the gauge when we make noise.
It's not the VU meter. It's the actual time it takes between you broadcasting from one unit to another.
Don't worry about it.
It's just a
unit.
I'm going to say no. I'm as the judge, that was an absolute tie. That was an absolute tie.
All right.
What type of advertising was banned from TV January 2nd, 1971?
Cigarettes.
That's cigarettes.
Cigarettes is correct, Vincent. Two questions left.
Look at Bryn has a ponytail. It's so weird. He's growing his hair back.
He is. So long. It's 2-1. V, you're on the board. Kay. You need one of these in order to tie it up.
All right.
What color is an emerald?
Red.
Green is correct, Vanessa. We are tied going into the final question. How many railroads are there on a Monopoly board?
Four.
Four is the correct answer.
Yeah!
El Doswin Wonder. Oh, my God.
You want that shoulder now, do you? Yeah, I'll give you a whole lap dance now, buddy. Woo!
You just ruined my vacation. Thanks a lot.
I think I made it more exciting.
Well, Vanessa, woo! You're going into our vacation for the next week and a half as the champion, the reigning champion.
Oh, every day on my show while you guys are gone, I'm just gonna really work that one in.
Don't worry, we won't hear it. So anyway,
for the listeners, not you guys. Sure. Or is it for me? I don't know.
It's for you. Let's face it. Yeah. All right, Vanessa V. Hale, everybody, stick around. She's taking over the Alice airwaves, and she's gonna be gloating her ass off today. We will see you a week from Monday. Have a good one. And Janie, don't forget about Janie in the afternoon. I love my little Janie. Open for business 24/7. If you turn the stream on, never turn it off. Only ever just down.
Bye.
Hey, Vinny, have a great vacation. Have a good time in the RV, baby.
All right, guys.
Bryn, I'll see you soon. See Nikki, you soon. Thank you. B. Hale, have a good one.
Good job, B.
Bye, guys. Love you, boo.
Muffin.
Muffin. Oh, extra blueberries today. Bye, guys.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.